Committee will come to order for February 26, 2007. I want to inquire first if I'm going to have a quorum at 4:30. Maybe I'll ask Representative Rosenbaum. I know that two of us have already indicated that we will not be here.
I said I was before I looked at my schedule and realized I have a doctor's appointment.
You have a doctor's appointment. Okay, so we're missing three. I'll check with the others as they arrive, and we'll find out whether we're going to be able to meet this afternoon at 4:30. That will be a
five, right?
I'm sorry?
We just need five members.
We need five members who are agreeable to consider committee bills, and we will consider committee bills that are related to the purview of this committee and not for other purposes. So we'll find out whether we are going to have that many people here. I think we will. Do we have bills to consider now?
We do, Mr. Chair.
All right. Well, we're going to list them. We'll open a work session then on bill introduction. Paul?
We have a CPS summary sheet in your packet for House LC drafts Monday, February 26th. And I believe there's 15, of which 11 are statutory and 4 are constitutional. I'll just go through them real quickly with you. LC 134 came to us from the Law Commission. It's the big, thick one, but they informed me that there's still quite a bit of work that needs to be done on that, and they're gathering amendments, and it's really a rewrite of the public borrowing law. So that bill is a work in progress, but this is a placeholder for it. LC 1301 is a constitutional amendment involving taxes imposed for public safety purposes. LC 1302 is another constitutional amendment for restoration of revenue lost from federal forest receipts. LC 2237 is relating to economic development. I'm not sure what that is.
Requires public disclosure development subsidy.
Okay.
It looks like it's trying to put sideboards on,
right.
On the
development
subsidy subsidies.
Based on cost and quality of jobs created. Okay.
Right.
So related to economic development. LC 2238 is relating to corporate tax disclosure. LC 2371 is relating to a local government investment pool. And this is the only bill that you have, or draft that you have at the request of an outside organization, and this is at the request of the Association of Oregon Counties. LC 2648 is relating to carbon dioxide emissions. It's a bill for raising revenue requiring a three-fifths majority. LC 2625 is another bill on tax expenditures and how they're reported. It also requires, I believe it's the one that requires is another three-fifths vote.
The sunset for income tax expenditures.
Yes. I'm sorry. 2625 is extends the sunset of an existing. Extend sunset of random tax expenditure schedule to sunset in the 07-09 range. So it's a general sunset extension. LC 2852 is the one I was thinking of earlier. It relates to review of tax expenditures, periodic review of tax expenditures. LC 2993 is another constitutional amendment relating to the maximum allowable property taxes. LC 2994 is a statewide real estate transfer tax. LC 2996 is
excuse me.
It imposes a property tax of a statewide a permanent rate of $1 per thousand of market value and deposits money into a newly created shared services fund. LC 2999 is relating to inheritance taxes. It establishes a new inheritance tax schedule, raising the exemption level but increasing the rate on those inheritances that continue to be taxed. LC 3016 is another constitutional amendment. Proposed amendment for the Constitution prohibit imposition of an ad valorem tax on real property with such value of less than $10 million. It creates a retail and service sales tax of 5 cents per dollar and allocates blank percent to cities and counties. So it's a major tax reform proposal, LC 3016. LC 3145 is another is a measure relating to mental health facilities, and it imposes an additional privilege tax on malt beverages, and then uses those funds, dedicates those funds to financing a state hospital.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
I move that the LCs as presented to us this afternoon be introduced as House Revenue Committee.
Thank you. Representative Butler moves the LC drafts contained on LC drafts Monday, February 26th, 2007, 1 o'clock meeting. All of those listed on this, I'm not going to read them this time as we normally would formally because we have a written document that contains them all. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, it is so ordered. Thank you. We will close the work session on at this time on introduction of committee bills with the possibility that we may reopen it later. Representative Gelser, I've been asking committee members if they're able to attend a 4:30 meeting. You are. That will give us five. You, me, Representative Reed, Representative Witt, and Representative Butler. Thank you. That's five. Can be here at 4:30. So when we leave the meeting today, after our regular business, we will recess until 4:30. What we have asked is that those who would like us to consider the introduction of committee bills at 4:30 either have presented them to the Legislative Revenue Office in time for the necessary copies to be prepared for the committee, or to prepare those copies themselves so that there's one for each of the five committee members who can be here plus the staff, so that we can review them in addition to the copy that will be attached to the green sheet. Anything else on that issue? That's by way of an announcement at this point. All right, thank you. Let's go ahead with our public hearing. We have two public hearings scheduled for today, and I'm covering up the witness sheets here. Better not do that. We have a public hearing on House Bill 2023, and actually another public hearing on House Bill 2026. I notice the witness list completely overlaps, so we'll open a public hearing on both of those bills at the same time, and we'll ask for a committee review. Mary's going to do that?
One's property and one's one.
Oh, sorry.
I can do 2023.
You can do 2023. I should have left it well enough alone, huh? Okay. Yes, thank you. Go ahead. Give us an overview for 2023.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2023 modifies military service requirements needed to qualify for a homestead property exemption to include members of the National Guard and military reservists who served 178 days or more under Title 10 if at least one of the days of service falls within the tax year in which the exemption is claimed. It also permits retroactive applications for exemption applies to all claims submitted on or after July 1, 2001. As a brief background on this particular bill, during the last session, the legislature provided for an exemption of up to $60,000 of assessed value on homestead property to a member of the National Guard or military reserves who changed status from Title 32 to Title 3010 and served 178 days under Title 10 in the same tax year in which he or she applied for the exemption. It turned out after the fact that some members of the National Guard or reservists never serve under Title 32, which is actually serving under the orders of the governor. They all serve under Title 10 when they're sent or deployed or mobilized in support of war. And so the bill, as written, as enacted last year excluded certain members that had not been intended to be excluded. There were also some words in the legislation that was enacted that made it very difficult for people to qualify. If the switch from 32 to 10 and 178 days of service all had to be executed within the same tax year that the exemption was filed, it made it very difficult. If you started out on January 1, it would almost take you to the end of the tax year before you could even file. It just eliminated a lot of possibilities for people to file. So the current bill would resolve some of those problems. However, it will obviously increase the impact of the bill when we get to the numbers. Last year, the bill was estimated at a much lower impact, assuming that one person might be able to serve 178 days and get one exemption. Well, in this case, if any one day covers any tax year, and you could imagine that maybe a month at each end of a calendar year could cover a 178-day period, it's possible to get up to three exemptions. And it also is retroactive, which was not considered before. So those are the major differences between current law and the proposed bill.
Okay.
And it was on 2026.
That would be Chris.
Chris.
Okay.
Chris, could we have the summary on 2026? And I apologize for opening these both at the same time. Didn't realize we were dealing with different members, different administrators.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, 2026 deals with income taxes, and it expands the exemption from personal income tax of military compensation to include any service performed by the National Guard or Reserves while on active duty, even if performed in Oregon. The duty must consist of service away from home for a period of 3 consecutive weeks or more, and the bill permits the filing of claims for a refund for tax years 2001 through 2004, for which the existing statute of limitations would bar claims. It's the same, as Mary was describing with the prior bill, it's the same situation on Guard and Reserve members who do not switch from Title 32 to Title 10, not being eligible for this exemption.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Representative Butler.
Why are we going retroactive on these? That seems to be something that we did not contemplate last session.
I think that's a great question to ask our witness.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else? Mr. Jorgensen.
Mr. Chair. I didn't hear the question.
The question was, why are we going retroactive?
Right, okay.
And I think that's a good question to ask Mr. Jorgensen. Sir.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm First Sergeant Retired Carl Jorgensen. I'm the Director of Financial Administration at the Oregon Military Department. Would you like me to start with the question first, Mr. Chair?
If you like. It would be useful, of course, as you go along, to give us an overview of why we're addressing these bills today. I think I have an idea, but I was on the Veterans Affairs Committee. Other members of the committee might need more background.
You bet, Mr. Chair. To answer Representative Butler's question, I don't really have the background myself on as to why we're going on a retroactive basis. And I'll write that down and get back with the committee on that as to why that is. And I don't know where that was filed at or if it was pre-filed in our request or not.
Thank you.
House Bill 2023 was pre-filed at the Oregon Military Department's request in an attempt to rectify the legislative actions of the 2005 legislature, whereby the Veterans Affairs Committee sought to provide a property tax break for service members serving on federal active duty. This exemption is for up to $60,000 of the assessed value of any homestead of a qualifying service member. After the legislation was passed, it became apparent that the way the law was written, essentially no service member could qualify due to the filing and the service times restrictions placed into the law. That was not the intent of the legislature, but the practical application was such that the law could not be put into practice. This bill, we believe, will fix these oversights and allow service members who have served on federal active duty, United States Code Title 10, either as a guardsman or a reservist, or a member of the active service, to apply for and receive the intended benefit. This bill will address the service under the Emergency Management Assistant Compact if such an event would place a service member in status beyond the 178-day requirement. The other changes deal with filing dates and when the service member may have served, and backdates the time when one can claim the benefit. Finally, it is our belief that this language satisfies the original intent of the legislature and allows this program to work for our service members. We do recommend you pass this legislation.
Thank you. Are there questions? Representative Olson.
Mr. Chair, thank you. For Sergeant, how many folks came to you and kind of identified this problem that was created that you've now tried to kind of move forward to fix?
Mr. Chair, Representative Olson, not that I've been addressed personally. I am aware of, you know, last session when this bill did come before the Veterans Service Committee, and the way it was written in the law, from the way I understand it and some of the folks I've known personally that mobilized, is they were mobilized in the fall or late fall of 2004. The law, the way it was written, was for service effective January 1, 2005 and forward. So when these 500 and some from our 3rd of the 116th Cav and an airplane unit here out of Salem activated in the late fall of 2004, they served the entire tax year 2005 in Iraq and came back, but could not file because the January 1 date was after the time that they mobilized and were activated.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Berger?
Yeah. I'd just like to comment, Mr. Chair, that I have had a constituent contact me and with a story that they were passed over because of the way we wrote this, and I'm glad to see it getting fixed.
Thank you. Other questions for this witness? I'm not sure whether it's a question for the witness, but maybe for Mary and Chris. I'm concerned about the expansions that may be in this bill as it relates to the going backwards in time, back to 2001. And I don't know if it's possible to get a real estimate on what the fiscal effect of the bill is. I certainly think that those who, through no fault of their own, were never under the governor's orders, but became under the president's orders. It certainly was the intention of the legislature last time to see that those people got the same benefit as the ones who had been under the governor's orders before they went overseas. But I'd like to make certain that we understand where we are and how much money we're spending. And I'm not quite certain how to formulate those questions, but I think that's among the things I'd want to know about before we meet on this bill again. Representative Butler?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Certainly Representatives Olson and Berger were here on this committee as we considered this last time. We were anxious to get it taken care of for 2005. And we did receive a number of inquiries from those veterans who were affected when we did not, for lack of the deficiency in the paperwork, were unable to take it for 2005-2006. To create a financial burden for the counties and local governments to go back and make this retroactive to 2001 is something we certainly did not contemplate. And I'd really want to know where that came from, and if maybe we can get just a little bit of that history, because I want to be helpful.
Yeah.
But I don't want to break the bank in doing so, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Butler. I think that adds to the questions for the two of you to figure out the answers to. Is there anything else for this witness? Thank you, Master Sergeant. I understand now why you smiled when I said sir. Appreciate that. Are there other witnesses who would like to be heard on either House Bill 2023, House Bill 2026? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing on those two bills. Now, I have six members who said they will be here at 4:30. So we're going to recess the committee until 4:30, when we will reconvene for the purpose of considering further bill introductions. And that's the only thing we'll consider at that time. Thank you very much, and we are in recess.
You know the history on this, Murray?
The House Revenue Committee will come back to order at 4:32 for the purpose of considering the introduction of committee bills. Paul?
Mr. Chair, you have three LCs in front of you. The first one is LC 2254, and it's at the request of the Oregon Business Association. And what it does is modify the pollution control facility tax credit and extends the period beyond the current sunset of 2008. The next one is LC 2943, which establishes a privilege tax for clear-cutting of forest land to preserve water quality. And then finally, LC 3108, which allows the county to transfer delinquent property tax accounts. And it's relating to taxation.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee introduce on behalf of the Oregon Business Association, LC 2254, under date of February 26, 07, and then as committee bills, LC 2943, under date of February 23rd, and also as committee bill, LC 3108, under date of 2-26-07.
Thank you, Representative Butler. Representative Butler moves the House that the committee introduce LC 2254, LC 2943, and LC 3108 as committee bills. The first one, 2254, being at the request of the Oregon Business Association. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing none, it is so ordered. Is there any other business to come before the committee? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you so much for coming to this special meeting.